Well, Neil McDonald, well done, congratulations. You're up and running, your first win as Blackpool manager. Well,
yes, it's brilliant. You know, all of that tension and all the worry that we couldn't get any results, and we've come up with a not the best performance that we've played this season, but certainly the lads have put the bodies on the line. We come to frustrate, which I think we did. We come to try and score a chance if it come along, which we did, and it's off his knee, off his chest, whatever. And we've certainly defended really well, and that's probably the first clean sheet that we've had, which is great, and the first victory to make everybody smile.
And you had some heroic performances, notably, I mean, it's a great team performance, but there were some outstanding individuals displaced today, and your goalkeeper especially.
Well, we've actually missed him, to be fair, and that's no disrespect to Kyle, who hasn't really been protected in front of him. We've conceded a lot of goals, so I feel quite sorry for him, to be fair. And if the defence had to defend it as well as what they did in front of Colin as what they did in front of Kyle, Colin probably wouldn't have got back into the team. But you know, we're all in it together, all the ones who have played before and haven't played, and the ones who played today, that's for them, really. They've worked hard since pre-season, and they've got their just rewards for the first team.
He shows some great agility, considering he seemed to be hampered. Was it a calf problem, or was it cramp?
Cramp, I think it was, so no doubt he'd be fine for that. But, you know, he probably played better when he had cramp, made a few good saves, and I'm really pleased with his performance. He's a calming effect. And as I say, he's kept us a clean sheet, which is great.
He certainly, on occasions, rode your luck today, perhaps. But going forwards, you might have nicked a second goal there as well.
Well, we said at half-time that if we got the first pass off and we took that little bit of care, I think we would have been at the goalkeeper three or four occasions. And we just didn't make that the final pass. If we get the second goal, and Mark has a great shot and the keeper's made a great save, to get the second goal just takes a slight bit of pressure off. But, you know, I've criticised the team for second half performances and not getting through the game, and they managed it much better. And as I say, we've kept a clean sheet, and hopefully that's the first of many.
So why do you think, what's been the difference today? Why have you played for 90 minutes rather than, say, just patches like you have in previous games?
Well, I think we played in patches today. I didn't think we played for the 90 minutes. I thought we defended well for the 90 minutes, that's for sure. We can certainly pass the ball better. We have done in the past. But hey-ho. You know, that's the first clean sheet, the first win. Now let's see the confidence even more come from the players, and let's try and push on as much as we can. It's a start, that's the main thing.
What do you think it might do for the team then?
Well, it'll give them confidence because, you know, first half performances, I suppose, all the way through the season have been decent enough, but the second half performances haven't been the best, and we've always been punished in the second half. This is the first time they've believed in themselves, and the atmosphere in the change room is one of relief and obviously joy, because they haven't experienced winning a game, and certainly away from home, and it's a good feel.
And a word for the fans that came here and all those back home listening to the radio. Just put this into context: 31st of January, the last win; April 2014, the last away victory. I mean, it's a ridiculously long time, isn't it? Nearly 500 days since an away win for Blackpool, but you've finally done it.
It is. It's not very good, but I've been here for five league games, and we've won one away. Lost one and drew one. So there's a good start for the new team, because it is a new team. It's not the team that got into the Premiership. It's not the team that got relegated. And it's certainly not the team that got relegated last season. So we're evolving, we're growing. And that shows that we've got the determination, as they have been doing, without getting punished. And they've fully deserved the 3 points today. And hopefully that'll give them lots of confidence to kick on and express themselves a little bit more when we've got the ball.
Just one final one from me. You've spoken about the need to get experienced players, and you brought David Norris in, who seemed to do well when he came on. Martin Patterson, I understand, he's also training with you.
Yeah, he has been training with us. We're having a good look at him. He's had a little bit of an injury, and he's just coming back from that. So we're hopeful that we might be able to do something with that. He was going to come to the game today, but his wife's not very well, and that would have been a good first impression for him to see. So let's see how that goes next week. And if we can get it over the line, that's brilliant.
I think, I mean, he's a capable goal scorer, isn't he? But fitness, perhaps, in recent seasons has been an issue.
Well, fitness is always when you don't play games and you haven't played for a while. But, you know, we work very hard in training. Well, if he does come, along with anybody else who hasn't been playing, we'll build the fitness up and try and get them in the team.